tell Happy Davis. You know what I should do?
At least I'll cover the no bathing smell.
And say no drinking day for Dave, just for myself. Now, Dave is wearing his fun hat, and it just says Irish on it. Nothing else.
That's, well, I drew a little clover. I drew a little clover.
Oh, I thought that was the Howard Stern insignia that is revolutionizing radio. Unshowered and whiskey, yeah. It really is homeless Irish day today. This is like fucking like walking down Fifth Avenue any other day.
People were smelling me on the bus and thought like I had already been pre-gaming.
Pissing yourself.
I was like, no, I'm very sober right now.
All right, why don't you guys get us going with a little toast? It's Pheasant Dave. Two guys that lately said you hate each other.
Right.
Yeah. But on a day like today, it could be like that Pipes of Peace, that fucking McCartney song.
I agree.
Where you play soccer and drink and then go back to fighting each other.
World War I soldiers.
I believe the Irish invented let bygones be bygones.
I don't believe they did, but go ahead.
God bless Ryan Fez.
The Irish actually invented the saying, what the fuck did you just say to me? And of course, that's my sister.
Oh, that's great stuff.
She better be a virgin. She's only 30. That's my sister. The Irish out full force in New York City today. I believe, though, Chicago is the biggest of St. Pat parades, followed by Savannah, Georgia, and then New York City.
Now, I was watching the local New York news, and they said New York City has the biggest parade in the world.
That's the greatest of all the St. Patrick's movies. Must see St. Patrick's movies.
I worship that film. That's a movie I'll probably be watching. That and for some reason, State of Grace.
Sure.
I need.
Well,
to
the State of Grace movie ends with the St. Patrick's parade.
Exactly.
Robin Wright is at the St. Patrick's parade.
Yeah, and it's so fucking Irish.
By the way, out there today, there are also fake Dave beards. So people have a red beard they tie around their ears.
Yeah, it's so because, like, you know.
I did notice this, though. Any person at all with red hair is out there today fucking with some kind of stupid Irish shirt on.
You know, it really is the one day where people don't look at me as there's that giant freak. It's the one day where people are like, oh, look.
But they want to rob you for luck.
Yeah, that's the day I want to get my picture taken with that giant freak.
Now, where exactly does the giant green Cat in the Hat come in Irish tradition?
Amateurs. That's where it comes in. No fucking real Irishman's going to be wearing that ridiculousness.
I actually thought amateurs was some Gaelic word. I didn't know when I was going to get the fucking meaning of it.
Yeah.
Amateurs.
Amateurs.
Mm. Here is here's Jerry. Jerry, you're on Ron and Fez.
Hey, Ron, first-time caller, a little nervous.
Oh, go ahead, darling. Take your time.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, and I wanted to let Pepper Hicks know that there is such a thing called a special dispensation on St. Patrick's Day so he can partake in the drinking show.
Well, that is the urban myth, but the Pope would have to put out the special dispensation, and I've never heard him do it ever in my life. Oh, by the way, everyone who gave up liquor can drink today.
That's why we need an Irish Pope.
Exactly.
And it's in the same reasons behind that as they tell you the old people don't have to kneel. That always bugged me even as a kid.
True, true enough.
Pepper, what is it about you don't want to drink today?
No, I don't want to break the Lent because I didn't drink last year either, and I fucked up the Lent like maybe a week out.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to see if I can do it this time.
So this is not so much a Lent for religious purposes. Let me see if I really am an alcoholic.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
But even doing that is like the one of the signs of being an alcoholic.
Yeah, the white knuckling anything. Of course it is.
Yeah. So
you're a white knuckle drunk at that point.
So it's silly.
I think you're really slimming down, though, Pepper.
Oh, thanks.
Jerry, how was your first time?
My first time for what?
Calling the show. Did it work out okay for you?
Yeah, I love you guys. Love the show.
All right, honey. You did good.
Thanks. Happy St. Pat.
Same to you.
Bye.
God bless you, Jerry.
Why are you talking like that?
God bless you.
Oh, now you're pretending you're Irish?
Well, yeah, I kind of.
Wasn't Jerry Cooney.
Did you guys invite Mooch to stop in today? A real Irish person?
He has to be, he's meeting with his parents in Newark for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, sure. The Irish capital of New Jersey. Newark.
Where do they find?